Welcome to Beyond the Document, the podcast from Formpipe, where we discuss everything that is output, document, and customer communication management. And in this episode, we're going further beyond the document than we've ever gone before, because we're going to look at mixed reality and how that can be used within businesses who operate on the Microsoft Dynamics platform. So to help us navigate this subject matter is Malcolm Rafferty, who is Senior Mixed Reality Specialist at DXC. Malcolm, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
And not many people out there with your job title. When I had a quick look on LinkedIn, I couldn't find many other people. Can you just give us a brief introduction as to how you found yourself in such an innovative tech role?
It was one of these environments that I work within the DXC environment, and I work within something that's called Microsoft Business Applications Practice. So everything I work with, I work with Dynamics 365, Power Platform, Power BI, and part of that mix, that sort of application stack, comes mixed reality, because they sit and take advantage of each of those applications.
Of course, yes. Yeah. And it's a role that you've been in for how long?
I've been now for just come up to 2 years. And it's a situation that as you get more deeper into it, you'll find that it opens so many other doors.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the beauty with the mixed reality piece is I wanted to find an application where I can talk to everybody in any sector. And the one thing that this does, it crosses. I'm a cross-sales specialist, so I come across all of the sectors. So whether it's manufacturing, engineering, Ministry of Justice, it just is that broad.
Crosses them all.
It does.
Well, I guess on that point, then, it's good to start by really explaining what mixed reality is. And maybe if we cover off the difference between virtual reality, augmented reality, and then where mixed reality comes in.
People tend to mix, when they talk about mixed reality, they imagine the games you see on TV, the virtual reality games. The difference between a mixed reality or augmented reality and virtual reality is that a virtual reality is that you're fully immersed in an environment that's been created for you. So it's virtual. There's no contact with the outside world. Whereas with a mixed reality, it's exactly that. It takes a virtual element of what you've been created, and it mixes that with real life. So you can have an engine or a building that's been created in a virtual sense, and then stand beside the actual building in real life. So you can put the two together.
And I guess you're right. Most people out there probably do understand virtual reality first, just because that's more in the B2C world and we're a bit more familiar with it.
Yes, yeah.
But it's taking some of that technology and really applying it into a B2B world, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. And what we're doing now is we are making the art of the impossible possible.
Yeah, okay.
If that's
to coin that phrase.
Yeah, it is. Because what tends to happen is that you assume that when you purchase an item or an engine or any kind of device, that's what you see as a reality piece. That started in a 3D environment.
Sure.
Somebody created that and said that these are how it works. This is how you assemble, disassemble. And all what we're doing is we're pulling the two together to say, okay, we'll take a virtual element and then overlay it onto a real piece, and then we'll almost look at engineering skills that's required to maintain that. And how do we give them access?
And I'm going to pick up there on the engineering, because if we flick that back to our own organization, and a lot of our Microsoft partners and clients operate in the engineering industries. I know that's quite a wide, quite a broad spectrum. But the way that I see this also benefiting them is where you could potentially bring in a lower level engineer to do the role of a senior, very experienced person, and therefore introducing efficiency there. Am I correct in thinking that way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is today's time, with COVID and all the other things that's happened, what's happened is that organizations have had to let people go. The skilled workers have got to the age where they're retired, or they prefer not to go out and visit. So what this does, it gives them a window into what's happening out in the world as such. So when an engineer goes on site, you're right, he doesn't have to be super skilled, where he has to be, from a company's perspective, you have to pay senior people senior money. Whereas now you can actually have someone that's not so senior going on site, looking at a job or a device or something that needs to be maintained, and being able to call in an expert to say, this is what I see. Can you tell me what I need to do? And they can talk them through. This now can be done real time on the day. Whereas normally, if that happened, the engineer would go out and say, oh, I don't have the skill set to do this. Sure. I'll have to go back and get someone else to do it. So you go away and you come back 2 or 3 days later. Yeah. Whereas now that happens straight away. So your productivity level within both your senior person and your engineer goes up.
And also for their client, it probably reduces the downtime. Yeah.
Absolutely. And the knock-on effect of that is exactly that. Yeah. Because then you get things that can be done quicker and you know, we'll go into what the device can do sure. at a later stage, but you can order products from it. You know, you can bring and share the view with somebody to say, this is what I see. You know, have you got one of these in stock? And if you have, can I order it now? When can I have it?
Well, maybe we could look at that now in the way that it does then tie into the actual wider Microsoft offering, because it ties into all the offerings on the Microsoft platform, doesn't it?
It does. Effectively, what happens is the headset itself is a holographic device.
Okay.
It's a computer that you're wearing across your head, really. And it's a bit like buying, an equivalent to an Apple Mac.
Sure.
Yeah, cost-wise, about the same.
Okay.
But what this will do, this will give you all the functionality you have on your laptop, like you know your Surface Pro here, yeah. on the device. So what will happen is that if an engineer is looking at something that he doesn't understand or he has a problem with or he wants some help, he is able to dial in or dial from his headset to anybody else on his contact list.
Okay.
So it's effectively he's doing a Teams call from his headset
yeah.
to you yeah. and asking you for support. What he will see in his headset, he'll see you as a person because you're on Teams. And then you will see what he is actually seeing on the headset. And the user that's dialing in can annotate on screen to be specific. They can talk. It's a two-way conversation. All of the device is there's the three ways of communicating with it. You can do via gestures. So you can touch buttons. You can voice control. So you can talk it through and ask it to switch on a video or do whatever you need. And it'll also do gaze control.
Nice.
So it'll track your eyes to see exactly what you're looking at.
Wow.
To move things forward. So you can be very specific. It means that you've got a hands-free environment.
Yeah, yeah. And then looking at the Dynamics package as well, I presume if you're working on a specific account, on site working on a specific account, that could also then be tracked against your CRM. Internally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everything that what happens now is before an engineer would have to go back to the office, write a report out.
Which they must hate, yeah?
Yeah, everyone, no one likes to do. But we're in a almost a digital transformation environment now. So we're moving forward. So what this does, it actually then allows you to do exactly that. You can allocate or put a video clip of your visit, what you did, what you didn't do.
Wow.
So if you have a situation where you have to report to a client that you went on site, you fixed whatever it was.
Yes. Yeah.
You can actually show them a video clip, say this is how it happened.
Yeah.
If from the company's perspective, you've gone to fix a job and the client has said, well, it hasn't been done.
Yeah.
You can actually then show a video to actually look, we fixed it. It was operating when we left. So it was. Maybe something else has happened.
Okay, and then we see more efficiencies coming here. We've got the operational one, but then you've got quality control, and then you've also got that justification that we performed at a certain level, and there it is. So for the further admin teams, you've cleared that up.
Absolutely, and what happens is from a training perspective, and this is where we see the biggest push, is that whatever the engineer has done and how he's fixed something, you save the video clip and you use that as a training module for later. So when you bring your new starters, you're asking them how to fix something or how does this work on your going through a training process, then you can show it.
And you're building a library.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you can use it almost like, you know, John went out on site and this is what he did.
Yeah.
Now, watch the video and tell me where you went wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Or did you go wrong?
So what are the other prerequisites that you'd need as an organization to be able to introduce, you know, such a project? Because I'm aware that you need network coverage, but we've got to make the assumption that, especially in this country, in most places you now have that. But also when we're looking at the hardware, and you alluded to the cost of that, and I presume as it becomes more mainstream, that cost of production will come down.
Absolutely, yeah.
What do you see as an organization needing to bring to be able to recognize a profit quite quickly?
Well, the return on investments are quite rapid with something like this, because what you have to measure is the cost that, for argument's sake, if you've got a senior engineer, an expert, and you only have one,
yeah,
he can only go to see a site or a client once or twice a day, and that's it.
Sure.
So to get his productivity higher, he needs to be accessing 4, 5, 6 people a day. With something like this, whereas you've got multiple engineers on different sites, he can support all his team from one location. So there's no travel involved. There's no overnights. There's no additional cost. So your cost of delivery is reduced substantially. Your carbon footprint is you know, halved. So there's hard and soft savings in both of these things.
And I know before we started recording, we tried it on, we had a play with it, and it really isn't too cumbersome, is it? You know, it's quite easy to wear. And I presume, again, as they are mass produced, that will become even lighter.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they, you know, if you're in an environment where you've got to go out and you know, by tightening on your head, it makes it more firm. But then you can get a chin strap as well.
Okay.
To make sure it stays on.
Yeah. So if you were working at heights or in maybe a rural location where you got the weather affecting you, it can still be effective in that
manner. Yeah. Yeah. So there's many, many ways of doing this. And the nice thing with this is that the technology is moving forward.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, we've got engineers where they go on site, and I mentioned where it's a water organizer, a water company,
yeah,
where they're replacing hardware that's been there for 20, 30, 40 years. They never break. But when they do, they can't be fixed. They have to be replaced. So we've got an engineer that goes on site, calls senior engineer because he's never seen this before, because he's only just started. The senior engineer says, yes, this is the model. This is the number. So then you call the supplier, yes, from his headset to,
yeah,
say, this is where I am at. This is the model I've got. This is your number. Do you have the replacement for that? And have you got it in stock? And what's the turnaround time? Great. I'll order it now. I'll get you a PO. And that can be done within, you know, 4 or 5 hours, whereas normally that's 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So you can imagine that the efficiency. It means that whatever service you're providing, you maintain a lot quicker, and you can turn it around, repair it quicker than most.
Brilliant. And also, you alluded to ESG, which is something we cover a lot on Beyond the Document. So all of these efficiencies could lead into how we can aid organizations to lower that carbon footprint as well.
Absolutely.
Is that an area where, when you're talking to actual end users, is that one of the reasons why people do adopt mixed reality?
Yeah, they everyone's looking for a way to make their environment more efficient.
Yeah,
and that's all this does. It means that there's no travel times
less
now, there's less.
Yep.
You can get more productivity from senior people within the organization. Your engineers, who are, you know, maybe they're not as skilled as you would like, because you know they're learning their trade. Mm. Now what happens is they're learning via an expert that's talking them through. And their skill set started to go higher purely because people learn better when they're actually seeing things and they can physically do it.
Sure. Yeah.
So you can put people who are partially trained into an environment, say, right, go through this. And what happens is the headset, not only will you be able to talk and engage with a second or third person, you can go up to 5 different people on the call.
Wow.
But you can also share documentation.
Okay.
So if there is a process or a health and safety requirement that needs to be adhered to,
yes,
you can put it up on screen.
Yeah.
That person who's going through around the plant and doing the work can actually read through and almost tick them.
Yeah.
So you have a tick list. So and the information that you've got there, you can extract. So if there's something that is, there is a schematic for a building that you need to show, you can draw that from your Dynamics environment into the headset so you can see it on screen, so you can actually walk around and do what you
need. And I can see that. I mean, all of us at Formpipe have got an SOP, you know, operating procedure background, that level of compliance. And when I was having a play with it, I can imagine how that document would come up, but also then, you know, other images to allow you to do the job that you needed to. So given all those positive things, and I can see all the efficiencies that we can bring quite easily, what is the barrier to some organizations adopting mixed reality?
Initially, people always think that it's about cost.
Yes.
But cost tends to be, you know, on every there's a budget. The thing with mixed reality pieces is that we are fully supported by Microsoft. And in turn, Microsoft will support us. So if somebody wants to look at something like this and adopt it, then what we would look at, we'd look at a workshop.
Yes.
A workshop. I work with Microsoft very closely. The workshop is funded by Microsoft. So then what it allows us to do is isolate the business and what we consider to be a good user case where you can get a return on investment quickly. We would from there move on to a pilot of some description. Mm-hmm. The only thing we'd agree with is the user case. Yeah. The pilot, same thing I would then support, but I would go to Microsoft, who would give us support, additional support for that as well. So you can get funding support along the line. It won't be 100% for the pilot.
Sure.
But, yeah. I do very well with Microsoft. And we're a global GSI.
Yes.
And I think we're one of the five partners globally that they support. So we get some great support from them. But what it does, it allows us to incentivize and help people on the journey, because it is a journey. Once the pilot is done, same thing, we have a post-sales piece where we all come and talk to you, go through how the pilot has gone, what the credible elements are in this, how to take it to the next step. Yeah. And we would help and support you on that one.
Because I presume once you've introduced something like this into your organization, you're not going to step back from it once you've acknowledged all the benefits it will bring.
No. I think what tends to happen, and we've gone away, I've demonstrated, and it happened here actually.
Yes.
Is that, you know, you tried it on.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you try it and look at it and find out how to operate, you automatically say, well, I could use it here, here, and here.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm trying to imagine. There's some people that when you go into a room, into a square room with nothing in it, you can say to some people that, you know, this could be your office. Yes. And there's certain individuals that will say, oh, great, I'll have my printer over here and I'll have my chair here. I said, if it's like that, then great. If you're like me, I go into an office, a square room, and I see a square room.
Okay.
And so what happens now is I have to paint that picture. What this does, it actually puts the pictures in place. So you can almost go and put a headset on and visualize, and it will show you a graphic element of what you can do, what it's able to do. And there's so many different, so irrespective of whatever sector you're in, there will be an element of this that can be used within.
I think what surprised me when I tried it was just how easy it was to use. I thought you'd have to take me through like a 5-minute tutorial, but it's very intuitive. And as I'm a regular Microsoft user, the menus look familiar to me, you know, the icons. So very much a home from home.
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of it. If you've ever, you know, you see all the various movies on where you see the screens coming up, well, you know, if you want to sort of, I suppose, visualize that, that's exactly what you'll see when you have the headset on. You'll see the screen is up and it allows you to take it away. And if you are an inspector and you look at certain things in a building or a location on a regular basis, the screens that you open up, they stay there. So the device is quite intuitive.
Yes.
So when you go back to that room, all the screens that you've opened will be in the same place.
Be that, yeah. Okay.
So if you've got a regular desk, something like that, you can bring it up. And so as soon as you put your headset on, they come back. So, which is great, because you can, you know, you can get more detail with this, whereas you can actually align some statistics to a real engine somewhere.
Yes. Yeah.
Put monitors on and you can see the changes
real
time.
Yeah.
So if you're going to try and look at how a machine is operating, whether it's operating efficiently or there's a problem with it, you put sensors on it, it'll show you what the stats are, and you can use that to change.
Wow.
So it's a clever thing.
It's exciting, isn't it, where it's going?
Yeah, there's so much. I mentioned earlier, I've got someone where we're talking around attaching a drone to this.
Sure.
So you can see the drone from your screen to inspect areas where you couldn't normally get to. And what would normally happen is you'd go up there, find out what's wrong, come down, go out and order the parts, then go back up again, and it takes a week, 2 weeks. Whereas now you can go there on site, same time, go and look at the location, what's happening, share that discovery piece with a supplier or whoever it is that you need to, find out what needs to be replaced, what needs to be ordered, order it straight away, the next day go back and fix it.
And also remove the safety risk of having to get up to that point as well.
Yeah.
Well, it's just so exciting. Maybe we can also look at what would you suggest if somebody's listening or watching this and they're interested in exploring mixed reality, what should they do? What's the next step that they should take?
It's to give us, contact me. You can see me on LinkedIn, reach out to me. I'm happy to have a conversation. A lot of this is seeing is believing.
Yes, I found that.
it is. And I'm happy to come and have a conversation. Can do a Teams call. I'll talk you through some of these things. I'll share some collateral.
Yeah.
And if it's of interest, it's a no obligation offer, really. I've yet to come across a sector where it's not something I can show you.
Yes.
So irrespective of whichever sector you're in, engineering is great. Manufacturing is great. We're in the food industry. We're working with the MOJ. We're working with utilities. It doesn't really matter on the sector.
Yeah.
It's how you want to apply it. Mm. And what I can show you is user cases where we've done things and to see what your thoughts are.
Brilliant.
So it's quite a simple process.
Okay. So if somebody's interested, just make contact, take it from there.
Make contact, and I'll send you something.
Brilliant. Well, Malcolm, thank you. Thank you for taking us through mixed reality. It's been really exciting.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. And I'm looking forward to the next steps because I think there's such a lot we can do. And at the minute, we're sort of scratching the surface of it.
Yeah.
But I think that there is so much that, and it's a way of, I suppose, for me, it's the productivity element of it all. It's how do you get everything, how do you get people to be more productive in what they do and the business?
Yeah.
And so that if I can help, really look forward to doing that.
Fantastic. Thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Beyond the Document, and thank you again to Malcolm for joining me today. You can find out more about what he and his team do at dxc.com, or Malcolm specifically said, please feel free to look him up on LinkedIn. So that's Malcolm Rafferty. Rafferty has two Fs. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If so, please do give us a review on your podcast platform of choice. Otherwise, I'm Ben Saxton, and catch you next time on Beyond the Document.